Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to the Fantasy Feud Podcast, where we debate the hottest dynasty fantasy football topics every week. So sit back, pick a side, and let's talk some dynasty debates because it's in our DNA. And here is your Fantasy Feud host and moderator, Jimmy Ledbetter.
Welcome back, DNA Strand crew, to another episode of Fantasy Feud, Dynasty DNA's own debate show. We got Muscles back this week, so with me, as always, to my right, we got Ty Blake. You can find Ty on Twitter at Dynasty DNA Ty. And to my left, we got Muscles Ryan. You can find him on Twitter at Dynasty DNA Moss. How you fellas doing? Draft, we're getting down to the draft here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Absolutely excited.
Me too. Who you guys, what are you looking forward to the most for the draft?
Well, always the Steelers pick, just from, you know, because I'm a biased Steelers fan. So I'm really interested to see what they do there, whether wide receiver, tackle, corner, who knows. But also, I mean, how the top five shakes out, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested to see. See what happens there at the top.
Yeah.
Who trades out, who trades up.
Yep. I think it's going to be an interesting first day. I know that. I'm excited for it. All right, we'll start right out in it with it here. So, Xavier Worthy, which team do you think is the best fit for him at this point? And if he does go to the right situation, what do you guys think his ceiling is as far as a wide receiver?
Go ahead, Moss, I'll let you start.
I mean, I think, obviously, the Chiefs or the Bills would probably be the best spot for him. You know, Mahomes with that arm. Although, Hardman and Sky Moore never really took off with Mahomes, but Worthy does have the speed. I mean, if he can go to a big arm quarterback, I would say, that can get him the ball downfield. His ceiling, I don't really know. I mean, maybe a wide receiver two back end.
Yeah.
I just don't see sustainability there. So he'll.
You don't think he's going to turn into one of the elites or nothing like that?
I don't see it, but you never know. I mean, nobody thought Puka Nacua was going to be what Puka Nacua is either. So, I mean, if he goes to the right landing spot with the right coach and the right scheme, I mean, maybe he gets coached up into something, but as of right now, he's kind of a fade for me at probably at where he's going to get drafted in rookie drafts.
To me, best fit is Miami, because they just know how to utilize the speed.
That's a good point.
He can probably sit behind Tyreek and Jalen Waddle a little bit, just play that third guy role, because I think that's what he needs. He's a raw guy. I mean, he's not a guy coming out to where he's just going to completely tear shit up. He needs a little bit of time, and I think just sitting behind them guys will be real beneficial. And Miami knows how to use the speed. And I think if he can get coached up well enough, I think he'll be a wide receiver two. I can't see him ever hit wide receiver one numbers, but he could be a wide receiver two in Miami.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like him to go to Buffalo, just because I think that they need a guy like Worthy. I mean, the speed's there. We know that he's about as fast as they come. But where do you think he gets drafted? Do you think he's the fourth receiver off the board behind Adonze and Harrison?
Probably, yeah. Well, teams like the Raiders and stuff. The Dolphins would be a good spot.
Yeah,
the Dolphins. Are going to see that speed. And
yeah,
if you were in best ball, like I'm a part of a couple of dynasty best ball leagues. Like I feel like I'd be higher on them there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as setting a lineup league, I can't really see a spot where like you just put them in your wide receiver spot and you're okay with it, because I feel like he's going to be like a zero or 20 points.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he'll probably go fifth off the board behind Brian Thomas, too. I don't think he goes ahead of Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Thomas goes before him, too. But I don't know. It seems like his stock's just going up and up.
Yeah. And, we know how fast he gets overvalued, never drafted. Mm. But I don't know. I could just see him being on the back end, like for Buffalo or for one of them teams. I think that's probably where he's going to go.
I agree. I mean, he has the size. He's got the height and he's got the speed. I just think he's built different than a lot of receivers. You know what I mean? He's a small guy for his height and everything. I don't see him ever being turning into
a Tyreek Hill or something.
Nothing like
right,
that.
Right. Right.
I don't think he's ever going to be the wide receiver one on his team or, in your lineup.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I think wide receiver two numbers you can definitely not expect, but I think that's kind of where you're going to have him for a ceiling.
Yep.
All right. Yep, we'll go to the next one here after Worthy. So we'll start with Muscle on this one. With so many QB needy teams picking on the edge of the top 10 at this point, do you think that anybody's going to trade up for McCarthy? Who do you think it's going to be? Where do you think they're going to pick him at?
I honestly think the Vikings already have that deal in place. Mm-hmm. They actually got that extra first-round pick from the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually just, that was a couple weeks ago, they acquired that extra first, and I almost think that that's the deal is, like, their first plus that first that they got, I think they're going to move up.
Yeah, to five?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most likely outcome. I mean, I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't, but, I mean, yeah, I do think if someone wants McCarthy, they're going to have to probably move up for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they made that move for a reason. Like,
right. So they're doing something.
I think, you know, I've listened to the Audible, and them guys know the owners, and they said tinfoil hat on that the deal's already done. The NFL just wants to.
Wow.
Just to.
Just wait.
Wait and let the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Now, where do you guys feel that he's going to go in Dynasty rookie draft? Do you think he's going to be in the first?
I think he's going in the first. I think you almost have to if he's picking in the top five.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he'll be, like, if you remember back in 2020, the Justin Herbert draft, I think he'll be, because a lot of people said the same thing about Herbert. Now, I don't think McCarthy's as good as Herbert, but, like, Herbert was going around that 1.7, 1.8 in super flex drafts, and I think that'll be the McCarthy range, honestly.
Yeah.
There could be some certain players that be taken over. Like, I mean, I think, like, the cutoff, maybe someone could take him over a Dunze. I wouldn't personally, but yeah, he won't go ahead of the other big boys, the top three guys. The quarterbacks and May, Daniels, and Caleb Williams, and then Marvin Harrison Jr., neighbors.
Right after
them guys, fair game.
Yep, I agree. I mean, it's tough. I mean, where do you guys, if he goes to the Vikings, that's obviously a dream job to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a rookie quarterback looking to get thrown right into the fire, what better place to go than there? If he happens to go somewhere else, because you never do know. I mean, I'd say, but you're probably right. Probably the deal is done. But if he happened to go somewhere else, what do you think? You think he'd have nearly as good a chance to go somewhere that didn't have all those weapons?
Apparently, Denver's in on him. I honestly hope that Denver doesn't move up for him.
I think that could be a disaster.
Yeah, I think it could too.
Yeah, because who do they? Yeah, I agree.
So I mean, he'd be paired with Peyton, but yeah, they don't. I wouldn't like it.
I think he would need some weapons. Like, he's not a guy that can go out and take little and provide a lot. Like, I think he needs a lot to provide a lot.
Right.
Like, he's gonna need them guys. I think Minnesota would definitely be his saving grace.
Yeah, and Minnesota's even going to be missing a guy like Hawkinson to start the season. And it's still not going to – he's still got more weapons than almost every other team.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Justin Jefferson alone.
Yeah, I mean, Addison's a nice complimentary piece.
Yeah, exactly. What better way to start your career? So, how do you guys think he fares out in the fantasy aspect?
McCarthy?
No, McCarthy.
I don't know. I see him being like a top 20 guy, but I think it'll be like 16 to 20.
I just think he's like the next Daniel Jones. I just don't think he's very, very good. I think he'll be like maybe the 20-25 range. I just not a fan.
Yeah.
I
think he's 20 plus. I think 20 he could get to, but
yeah.
I don't think he's going to be ahead of a lot of these guys that a lot of people probably think he will be. Even when we go into the Vikings, I mean, they do have a good offensive minded coach. I do like his situation there. I just think that he's not going to come out firing ready. He's not C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, I think still with McCarthy, it still wouldn't be a bad piece to pick up because you never do know.
Never know. He could be something.
Yep. All right, we'll go to the next one. We'll start with Utah. So if you were the New England Patriots GM, what would you do and what do you feel would be their best option sitting at the third overall pick? Do you think it's the best move they could eventually make their offense kind of semi-fantasy friendly again? Or
I would stay right where they're at and get Drake May.
Yeah. That's the logical.
I think that's the best way. I don't think you need to overthink it. It seems like, I mean, I know I heard reports that Washington or Jane Daniels is upset with Washington right now.
And that was a rumor.
That's a rumor. Yeah. We don't know if it's true because he thought he was the only guy coming in for a visit and they brought in other guys. And I heard that upset him. Probably still won't change the pick. Jane Daniels probably going to Washington. But I think Drake May at three, you got to have a smile on your face because I think a lot of other drafts, he would be the number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. Kid's so talented. Reminds me of Josh Allen. He's going to the perfect division, in my opinion. Perfect franchise. I know they don't got a lot of targets, but they have the quarterback blood in them. They've had Tom Brady. They know how to raise these guys up. And I think if they just need to build around Drake. I know he's a little raw. He might struggle in his first year with not a lot of people around him and not a great line. But if they could start building this team up, which New England's a heck of a franchise, they'll build around them. I think he could be something, man. I really like Drake, man. If they get him at three, I think they should be ecstatic by that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Jade Daniels is going to two. And, yeah, I see, like, a lot of, like, Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Allen and the Drake May. So,
yeah,
that's I agree.
Yeah, I like Drake May a lot. He's my favorite quarterback outside of Caleb Williams on this for sure. I like him better than Jaden Daniels. But I think, I don't think that there's any way that he doesn't go three.
I don't think so either. I think I like Jaden Daniels better just because of his fantasy upside. I think Drake May is really raw. But, yeah, I think going at three.
Yeah, I think I think he could sit, even if he sat a couple years, I think Drake May is going to turn into something.
I do, too. I'm
with you too on that.
Yeah, that's like I said. To me, the similarities with Josh Allen are very scary. Like, even his big con, like, he just tries to push the ball down the field, makes a big mistake.
Yeah.
Like, that's Josh Allen. That's what Josh Allen does, and he's just got to clean that up.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, but they're fantasy. They're good fantasy assets.
Absolutely. Know? It 100%. Is. Yeah. It is.
Yep. We'll go to the next one here. Moss, we'll start you on this one. So, if you're in charge of the Bills, would you stand pat at 20 or at the at 28 and keep all your picks and draft multiple receivers, or are you going to go for a mega Julio Jones type of move and get one of the premium guys like Harrison and Neighbors?
I'll be honest, I think the Bills window is closing.
It is.
So I think, and to be honest, I don't think this really would set them back too far because, I mean, obviously, probably I would even throw Odunze in there. Like, these guys are generational guys. I mean, maybe Neighbors and Odunze aren't generational, quote unquote, but either one of them guys could be a receiver on your franchise for years, and I think you'd be happy about it. So if I were the Bills, I would try it and see if you could get a deal done because, I mean, Josh Allen's only getting older. Stephon Diggs just stepped out. I mean, I don't know. I think the Bills are kind of on the, you know, downhill slope, I think.
Couldn't agree more. They need to do something. They can't just keep standing pat because they're just never going to beat Mahomes.
No,
and now the Texans are starting to become a juggernaut. Like, they're just getting better and better teams out there. So, I mean, they got to act quickly because their window is closing. Josh Allen ain't getting any younger. I think that, I mean, Neighbors would be the guy I would target.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's a battering ram. I mean, if he was a pocket passer, I wouldn't be as concerned, but just his style.
Right.
It's like, you know, I could see it in the next couple of years. He just kind of falls off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could see the injuries starting to pile up.
Yeah, we've seen it with Cam Newton.
Seen it with Cam Newton. Yeah, exactly.
That's the prime example. But so if they get Neighbors, that's who they need. I mean, they're not going to be able to get Marvin Harrison, I doubt. So if they can get Neighbors, I like Odunze, don't get me wrong, but I think Neighbors on a whole other level.
I do too.
And I think that they need a guy like that.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think, especially with the Texans, like you said, that's a great point. I mean, the Bengals should be there.
Yep, they will be.
If Burrow could stay healthy, maybe the Bengals get some line, you know. So, I mean, their window's closing. If Josh Allen wants his cliffs here, what's their future?
Exactly.
So, right. When's the last time they've won? Have they ever won a Super Bowl?
No. Nope.
Bills?
Yeah.
No, they lost the four in a row.
I did know that. I didn't think they ever won one. Yeah, nope. I would try to go all in and try to win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen, and And then, like, you know, even if you suck afterward, I mean, if you have to trade three first, whatever.
That's even like the Rams. You think they care? They traded all them first exactly. all the years. They got their Super Bowl, and they're happy.
Exactly. And, I mean, so. Yeah. Yeah, the Bills, yeah, like you said, they can't just keep standing pat and just, you know.
You got to do something.
Skating by is what they're doing, you know. They're doing the bare minimum and expecting different results.
And that could even give your players a jump, too. Like, letting your players know, like, hey, we're going to go try to win this. Like,
yeah.
We're doing everything we can, so let's fucking go for it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, so. I couldn't agree more. So.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they need to definitely do something. Get up there and get one of them big guys, if it was up to me. Like, yeah, between Odunze and Neighbors, I don't think Harrison's going to – I don't think they're going to be able to get him either. But I think they definitely should try to move up and get one of them guys.
I would.
Because if not, they're looking at one of them back-end wide receivers at the end of the first round that – I mean, there's a couple of them that have the potential to be good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they do get a Brian Thomas. I mean, that wouldn't be the end of the world, I don't think, and I think that would be decent. But I think Andy was right last year when he said that they should have took JSN instead of Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
So, because I mean, they had Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox was serviceable.
Yeah, exactly. So, he wasn't a great big pass catching guy.
If you could add Diggs and JSN,
solid player. Yeah.
Yeah. If you could add Diggs and JSN, and then, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to make the same mistake 2 years in a row.
Exactly.
Go up there and try to get one of them guys.
Exactly.
I think, what do you think they do then? You think they move up?
I don't think they do. I mean, just judging by history, I think the Bills are going to continue doing what the Bills do.
Yep.
That's why they don't win, man. They're not aggressive enough.
Yeah. They'll probably draft 8-9 Mitchell or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking too, from Texas.
That's exactly who they'll take.
Yep.
It's a good point.
And that's kind of who I was talking about when I said the back end wide receiver one guys here in the draft. I think he's a big target, big frame. He's got speed and he can stretch a field. I just don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's one of them. It's a crapshoot whether or not he's going to turn out to be somebody.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather gamble on Worthy than out of that Mitchell.
I would too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's, you never know, but yeah, I'm not, I don't think they're going to.
And I mean, maybe it's not the end of the world for him. I mean, maybe they go out and trade for Ayuk. Like if they did that or trade for T. Higgins, like that could be in play.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, that wouldn't be the end of the world, but yeah, I think the Bills, if I'm the Bills GM or a Bills fan, yeah, I definitely want something done because you can't lose Diggs going to the year with like Adonai Mitchell as your wide receiver one.
Yeah, he would be too.
Yeah, exactly. And expect to win a Super Bowl because, I mean, their goal is to win a Super Bowl. Like, they're in position.
You'd hope.
You would hope, yeah. I mean, they're in position to win. Like I said,
yeah.
I don't know. Josh Allen, he kind of. I don't have any shares of him in Dynasty. I don't want any part of him because I think in like 2 years, I think you're going to see a huge fall off.
I think Buffalo is going to see a huge fall off, especially if they don't do something because they lost a lot of their defense too.
They lost like
five Pro Bowlers or something, not from last year, but I mean they were Pro Bowl player like Tre'Davious White, Von Miller's still there.
I don't know.
He had a whole bunch of legal problems. Yeah. I don't know.
He might not be there. And, yeah, there's a couple other guys I can't remember off the top of my head, but they're bleeding right now. Yeah,
even if they do go up and get Neighbors or somebody, I mean, Khalil Shakir's your two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still not looking good.
Yeah. I like Curtis Samuel. I like that signing. I think he could be huge for them, but I don't think that's like a, you know, Super Bowl winning move.
No, he's not better than Gabe Davis.
No.
I think what they need to do is trade up, try to get like a Neighbors or a Dunze, then try to get like Tyler Boyd, bring in a Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
Then they'd have Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd, and like, and that'd be a lot better.
That would be a lot better than
what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they're kind of in a spot now.
They have to pick a direction.
Khalil Shakir is their best receiver now, in my opinion, for sure.
You like him better over Samuel?
Oh yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not a big Curtis Samuel guy either.
Me either. I do like. I mean, he's a serviceable receiver, but I think that if the season started today, Shakir'd be their wide receiver one by the end of the year. But
with Samuel's injury problems too.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of bleak for Buffalo. You guys see Josh Allen getting out of there sometime?
I think if I'm the GM, I think you pick a direction. I think I'm sure he's under, I don't know his contract off the top of my head, but if you're not going to go for it, I'd try to see what you can get for him. Because, I mean, There's no use to hanging on to him and having him go 9-8 or 9-9 or whatever the hell he would go 9-8. Yeah. There's no use of it. I mean, look at what the Steelers have done for how many years. You know?
Yeah, I think if Josh Allen did somehow move out of there and they didn't even see a Super Bowl appearance, I think there'd be a lot of people getting fired.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Because you can't have a guy like that not even make an appearance.
I mean. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's the worst part, man, is you just don't know. Don't know how it's going to be. I think Josh Allen signed through 2029.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know who would be responsible for the cap, but, I mean, if you take a cap hit or a cap penalty or whatever the hell that is. But, yeah, I mean, if you could trade him to a, quarterback needy team.
Steelers take him.
Yeah, yeah.
Steelers. I think he's worth the big money.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he is. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah. The Bills, it's just like they don't want to keep anybody there.
No. Losing Diggs is going to hurt. Losing Gabe Davis,
Yeah.
Gabe Davis is Gabe Davis, but.
Yeah, and it's just not like a real attractive market either in Buffalo. Like, not going after Buffalo, because I don't mind the team at all. But it's just not. It's just not a real attractive destination. Yeah. It's just not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you trade Josh Allen to Minnesota and collect a couple of their first round picks or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Buffalo's in shit right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, you hear the rumble. I mean, it's all rumblings. Most of it's from Antonio Brown, but, apparently Herbert's going to where?
Minnesota,
yeah.
Could you fucking imagine that?
Yeah, for a whole bunch of picks.
I wouldn't put much stock in that, but you never know.
You never know, because, I mean, you could see Harbaugh drafting McCarthy, drafting Drake, or not Drake, Blake Corum, maybe he does, try the whole that approach. I don't know.
I see it.
I could see it.
Could you imagine Andy'd have the last laugh in that trade if he went to Minnesota, because his value would go way to the roof because he traded. Did you see that trade, Jimmy?
What's one?
Andy dealt the 108 and Dak Prescott for Justin Herbert in the Superflex.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he posted it on Twitter, and he was kind of getting roasted for it. Like, he got Herbert, and he gave away Dak in 108.
A lot of people did not like that.
Yeah, people are like,
who's that?
Andy.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Yeah, how did I miss that?
I don't know, but, yeah, he was, like, getting kind of roasted. People were like, I actually think Dak's better than Herbert.
No way, man. I like Herbert.
I do, too. But, yeah, Andy was getting roasted on Twitter.
Damn,
it was about half and half.
I'm with you, A-Train.
And there was a few people that were like really respectful and been like, I don't like the trade, and this is why, But I could see why you made. There was a lot of people like, you got fleeced.
Man, how do you know about Dak though?
I don't see the Dak value.
I like Dak.
I do
he's
too.
A good quarterback, but he also has them years where he's. I mean, trust me, I've had him a couple times.
Well, there's a lot of uncertainties right now with Dak, too.
Yeah, I don't have him in any dynasty leagues, but I've picked him up in yearly, and he's really fucking boned me.
And the weird thing is, he's like that first, second round startup value, but nobody wants to trade for him. Because, like, I had him in a league that, like, I wasn't prepared to win, and so I was trying to trade him, like, when he was hot. I was like, oh, give me, like, a first and a second. Or I tried for two firsts at first, and, like, nobody would bite. I'd send it to every guy that was in the top six. Nobody bit. And then I was like, all right, first and a second. Nobody bit. And I was like, I can't give away for a first. Like, he's a startup first or second round pick. Well, probably second. He's probably not in the first anymore.
No. I think a first and a second's fair.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. But, just nobody wants to trade for him. That's what I was like, man, like, you put Herbert on the market, you're going to get.
Yeah, you're going to get somebody wants him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
At least two firsts for Herbert, at least.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was weird to me that, he was getting roasted. That, like, there's a lot of people, like, calling him out.
So. Yeah, I'd pay Dak in a first for Herbert. If they go up and get, like, a Neighbors, or if they get Neighbors or somebody like that, I'd love that.
Yeah. Yeah, but boy, if Herbert went to Minnesota,
oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
it'd be,
he'd win that trade by a mile. Yeah.
No, I mean it's AB tweeting us out.
I know. Right. I'm not. I think he's gonna be Chargers quarterback this year.
But you could see it.
I could.
I could see it.
Yeah, Harbaugh likes to make noise.
He does. Well, they're claiming there's going to be a lot of fireworks in this draft for trading and stuff like that.
I know. That's why it's real hard to do this right now because you never know. I mean,
you never know.
Yeah. These guys can be great or they can go to a horrible situation.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen it too many times.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to the next one here. Start with Utah. So if both Odunze and Brock Bowers are available at, like, pick 10, 9, 10, for the 10 for the Jets. Which player do you think fits in that offense better?
Wow, that's tough.
Dunze or Brock Bowers. I'll say Brock Bowers. And that's because I think Garrett Wilson can fill both of them wide receiver roles. I think he can command the outside, and I think they need an inside target. Because Rodgers, I mean, yeah, he's still got the arm, but I think he's going to be looking for a lot of check down shit. Because he's getting rolled, man, especially coming off the Achilles. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to hang in there as much as he normally does. And I think Brock Bowers, just with how quick he can pop off the line, just make a nice little subtle move and get open, I think Brock Bowers could be a problem with New York with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. I do. I think that's one of the best landing spots for him. And I think I would love Bowers there, and I think I would take him over Odunze.
Yeah, I would like Neighbors, I think, for the Jets, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As far as Odunze versus Bowers, I don't know. That is tough because outside of Garrett Wilson, I mean, you got Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard. Who else?
Mike Williams.
Yeah,
I forgot about him, though.
He's always hurt.
Yeah.
But when he is healthy, I mean, he is great. But I think I got to agree. I think Bowers would be more fantasy relevant than Odunze.
Oh, absolutely would.
In New York, yeah.
I think he'd perform better by a mile. A mile, too. I think Bowers could eat there, man.
Yeah, so I agree. We all agree on that, then. So if we're putting Bowers there, what do you see out of him for a fantasy perspective this year?
I definitely want to see top five finish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that high?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he can get there,
especially with Laporta. Like, look what Laporta did. He was tight end one.
Yeah.
So,
and no one expected that.
No one expected that. I mean, Bowers is a better prospect, I think.
Yeah, so. I mean, Bowers is the perfect, he fits every bit of that mold that you want for a tight end. I mean, he's a 6'4 guy.
If I'm drafting, though, at where everyone's drafting with all the hype, I want to see a top five finish.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think he'd get it there. I mean, I think you guys know how much I like McBride. I think McBride and him are damn near identical when it comes to their size and their speed and everything.
Yeah.
And I think that those two are going to be the lead the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I think I love Odunze, and I think he could do great there too. But, yeah, that's about the best situation for Brock Bowers.
Yeah. Definitely the top of the list.
Yep. All right, we'll go to the next one. We'll start with you, Moss. So, hypothetically, given these landing spots, which one of these running backs would you be most excited about if they landed on these teams? And who would be – we'll just actually kind of get down through this list.
Okay.
And see what you think that they're going to – how they'd fare out that spot. So, if Jonathan Brooks goes to the Cowboys, how do you think that's going to fare out?
Oh, I love that. I think he could be a back-end first-round pick as far as rookie drafts.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
high power offense like that, he's going to get the workload.
Anybody who runs in Dallas runs well.
Yep.
And he's a great prospect as long as he can come back healthy at the knee injury. But, that would be great. I think one of the best landing spots for him, staying in Texas, too.
Yeah, that was what I was
That's true. I didn't think about that. He'd be staying in Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what else I was going to ask, too. Where do you think he goes in a rookie draft if he goes to the Cowboys?
I mean, I could see him being a back-end first-round pick.
Yeah, 10 through 12, I believe.
I was thinking
maybe at the beginning of the second, but, yeah, I could definitely see him.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably take him after Odunze, I would think. I mean, maybe
yeah.
be between him and McCarthy, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but yeah. I think I think Brooks would probably be the safer. Well, I don't want to say safer.
I would say safer.
I mean, McCarthy's going to hold that artificial value, though, for a while. Look at Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson could come out and he looked like garbage. You can still get a second-round pick for Zach Wilson. So,
yeah.
Quarterbacks do hold that artificial value.
They do. Yeah, so, for a lot longer, anyhow.
Yeah.
I will start you on the second guy. Blake Corum to the Chargers.
Best fit. That's his best spot. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Right. We've kind of talked about this stuff.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh, man, with Blake Corum, I think that could be a problem. And they need it. I mean, they have a lot of, like, guys that are okay, solid players. Like, they have, what, like, Gus Edwards. Did they pick up J.K. Dobbins? Are they the ones who got J.K. Dobbins?
I can't remember.
He went somewhere, but I think so. Maybe they won't go running back.
Yeah, they might not.
But, I mean, for landing spot, I think if anyone knows how to utilize the guy, it's going to be Jim Harbaugh. And I think Herbert could check it down a lot to him. So I would like him in with the Chargers.
Yeah, that is where Dobbins went. I thought so.
Maybe they won't go running back.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, his health is always in question, true. Obviously.
That is true.
Still, yeah, I didn't even think about Dobbins going there.
Yeah, Dobbins did go there on a one-year prove it deal, basically.
Yeah, do you think they still could draft Corum?
I think so. I think Harbaugh probably still likes him.
Exactly.
I don't think J.K. Dobbins, I don't think would really. And Gus Edwards, I mean, them guys aren't franchise running backs. I don't think Dobbins was at one point, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where do you think he'd fall at in rookie draft? Just.
Blake Corum,
going
to the Chargers, 2-3, 2-5.
Oh yeah, probably early to mid round.
Same as I was thinking a little bit later than Brooks in the second. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to the next guy then. Same question here. Trey Benson to the Bengals.
Ooh, boy, that might be a good fit.
Yeah,
I could see that. You know, obviously getting rid of Mixon, Chase Brown isn't really anything. I don't think. Yeah, I think he would go probably after Brooks and before Corum, honestly. Yeah. Probably let 2-1, 2-2, 2-3.
Yeah, probably right around there. I'd rather see him in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because I think whoever goes to Cleveland is going to be.
But they did bring back safe. Nick Chubb.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they restructured Nick Chubb's deal.
They did.
So
yeah.
That might be Nick Chubb's job for now. They might draft maybe a running back next year.
That is true.
I could see them, you know, Chubb going his own way next year.
Is this his last year? I think so.
I'm pretty sure this is the last year of his deal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Cincy would be a nice fit for him. I mean, I'm not a huge Trey Benson fan, but I'm not a hater by any means. I just kind of want to see how he can adapt to the NFL. But, yeah, I mean, Cincinnati would be a great spot for any guy. I mean, they need a running back. I mean, Zach Moss is the guy there. That's not very hard to leapfrog Zach Moss. So I think starting out the season, he could easily take that job right off the hop.
Yeah. I mean, I think he could definitely get himself involved. You never know. It's weird because these guys get drafted, and then they got guys like Boston Scott and just guys that shouldn't be playing, really, you know?
The big thing for these rookie running backs, from what I've seen watched through the years, hang on to the football. Like, when you fumble, that's when you get in the doghouse and you don't play much. Like, that's even with James Cook there for his first year or so.
Yeah.
Fumbling issues. You didn't really see him much, and people were getting frustrated. You just got to hang on to the football.
Yeah, that is your number one thing as a running back. All right, the next guy who do I have wrote down here? Okay, Marshawn Lloyd to the Chiefs. What do you think about that? We'll get you tying that one first.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I'm not a huge Lloyd fan by any means. Not a bad player from what I watch, but I don't know. It just seems like whoever runs in Kansas City, they just do okay. And
bad thing, I don't think he would.
They're middle of the pack normally. Yeah,
I don't think he'd outtake Pacheco either.
Mm-mm.
No, and he would not outtake Pacheco. No,
I don't think he'd get a lot. I think he'd get a little work, but not a lot.
Yeah, one guy mocked to the Chiefs that I think I would like is Will Shipley.
Yeah.
So I think I would rather something like that than Marshawn Lloyd.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of Kansas City running backs. They just don't get involved as much as they should. So, because of course, Patrick Mahomes. So.
Right. Yeah. They don't have to run the ball.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm not high on that either. I mean, Kansas City's not the best place for running backs to be just a clear cut one running back one or nothing, you know?
Right.
Jalen Wright to the Cardinals. That's my last one I have.
I wouldn't mind that. I mean, James Conner obviously is, I mean, he's like, I joked the one episode, he's like the guy that just never dies, it feels like.
Yeah.
I feel like 3 years ago you traded him for a second round pick and you're like, oh yeah, you know, this is good value, you know, and here he is 3 years later, still chugging along, like
gonna get you a second round pick every day of the week.
Yeah, exactly. And like you sold him 3 years ago thinking you were, you know, but I wouldn't mind it. I don't know. The Cardinals are just one of them. I don't know either. Like, James Conner probably still going to have a role. It'll be depending on if they get a receiver. Like, if they get a receiver, then obviously they might be looking to throw the ball. Kyler Murray runs a lot, so that's going to be some goal line, you know, snipes. I don't know. I don't know if I really like it.
I love it.
Okay.
I love Jalen Wright, and I love the landing spot. I think Kyler drop it off to him quite a bit. I mean, James Conner runs good there. And yeah. I think there are a lot of players better than James Conner. So I feel like Jalen Wright could just slide right in there and definitely do what James Conner does there. They got a pretty decent line in there, got an offense that's on the rise. And I think that value could be great for him just because I think that's going to be an offense everyone's going to want to dip their get their toes into. So
yeah, Jonathan Gannon really turned that team around.
He did.
So that is an ascending offense.
Yeah. I really like Jalen Wright. Factually, yeah. To me, he's my running back too, and I think he can. I think he'd overtake Brooks. I like Jalen Wright.
Yeah, I think he's probably my third running back, but I do like Jalen Wright a lot. Not landing spot. You can't get mad at it because, like we just said about it, James Conner's looked like an elite running back.
He has.
And it's just another one of them offenses that are good enough that your running back's going to get work regardless because you're going to move the ball.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. If you can't move the ball, your running back ain't worth a shit.
Shit, that Dermacado come in and had a couple half-decent games for him. So, yeah, I mean, I think whoever goes to Arizona, that's a player you might want to target, even if it's not a bigger-name guy, maybe down the line, sneaky little pickup.
Yeah. Yeah, so. that's a good point, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I like all those. I like all those. Where do you think Brian Thomas? We're going to move on to the next one here. Where do you think Brian Thomas ends up? Because I know we all like Brian Thomas.
Last mock draft, they had the Steelers taken. The last mock draft I saw. I mean, that would be a great landing spot. Obviously, for us, we're Steelers fans.
Yeah, I'd love that.
But yeah, I mean, I see him going somewhere between that 20 to 25, 26 ish area. So that's where I see him. So.
I'm going to try to go off the rails a little bit. I'm going to say San Francisco because I think we deal the pick 20 to San Fran to get Ayuk. And I think Ayuk at pick 20 will take Brian Thomas. I think they're very similar players, and I think it'd be pretty smart for him because I think they're just going to get a younger Brandon Ayuk. He reminds me a lot of Ayuk, and I think that's what's going to happen. I think San Fran will take him to fill the Ayuk loss.
Yeah. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
I'd like that, Vic. Yeah. I'd like the Steelers doing that. Where do you think Xavier Worthy goes? You think he goes into the back end here?
I think that first round.
Yeah.
I think that's because I could be wrong.
I kind of thought him to the Niners.
Yeah.
Worthy to the Niners.
That could be a problem. Yeah. I think normally these guys get overdrafted. I just think this year no one's going to get too excited because these guys never pan out. These guys that just run these unreal 40 times. So I think this guy's actually going to fall a little bit. I think he'll go in the 26 to 32 range. I don't know, man. I got a feeling about, I'm going to say Kansas City.
Yeah, 32. Yeah,
I think Kansas City, I think they're just going to try to fill the old Tyreek Hill role.
Right.
And boy, I think if
the Niners don't get him at 30,
yeah.
One, I think that they get him at 32.
I think Kansas City, yep. His value would be high too if he goes to Kansas City.
I know
that'd push a lot of value down in rookie drafts.
That would. So you guys think the Steelers should try to get a receiver? How many receivers do you think they're going to draft?
They might draft two or three.
I think they're probably going to draft a couple.
Yeah, because really we don't have shit outside Pickens and what, like Calvin Austin. Really, I mean, yeah. Calvin Austin's all right.
Even if we get Ayuk, we're probably still drafting one or two.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, they can draft them, too. I'll tell you, though, too, if all the tackles that they like and they take Brian Thomas, he must be a fucking stud.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So if they take him, look out.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see.
That would be.
All right, we'll get our last question here. So we'll start with muscles on this. With everything set in stone with Caleb Williams in Chicago, what can we expect from their offense in 2024? What do you think is a realistic expectation for them? And do you think that he could have produced a season kind of like C.J. Stroud did? Think he could be that good? I mean, it's going to be hard to emulate that, but
it is going to be hard to emulate.
You think he could sniff
that
it at least?
I think so. I just don't know if I trust the coaching staff, but he is great. But like, I think Stroud went to a good situation. Now, I mean,
with a young, hungry coach, with a ready to get it after, yeah,
exactly. And I mean,
I think coaching's a lot more than what everybody thinks. Exactly,
that's the part that scares the hell out of me.
If you got a motive, I mean, we've seen D'Amico Ryans, man. He was,
yeah,
he's right from the get go. He had everybody in that whole entire locker room's respect.
Yeah, I mean, I
that's hard to do.
I think Caleb Williams could come in and talent wise be a top five talent quarterback, but I that coaching staff just scares me, because like you said, I just really like D'Amico Ryans, the way he just came in. And you know,
yeah, I mean, it's not very many times where you never hear anybody from that team bitching,
right?
You know, saying I want to leave, or you know, I'm not getting the ball enough, whatever. I mean, it seems like he's got everybody in there's respect. And
yeah,
it's hard to do.
That is hard to do.
Tomlin can't control our team, even. He's been there how long?
Right, right. Yeah, I don't think it's a talent thing. I think it's going to be a coaching thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I expect. I guess I didn't really answer the question. Yeah.
Do you think he can do it? Do you think he can beat Stroud's record rookie season?
No.
Nope.
I think he can.
Do you?
And I'm playing kind of the devil's advocate. These coaches, they need a big season out of Williams, or they're going to be gone.
If he comes out
and struggles, because they've put the pieces around Williams. Yeah. Like, he has fucking crazy target. He's got Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift out of the backfield. They're talking about Roma Dunze going there. If he don't come out and light the world on fire, people are going to get fired.
Oh, I agree 100%. Another thing that scares me about Caleb Williams, and this is nitpicking because, like I said, he is probably a top five talent quarterback coming right into the draft. But the one thing that scares me is his head.
Yeah, I get that. He's got to get out of that. Yeah, because, like, I even seen an interview the other day. Like, he's already coming out. He's like, yeah, I'm going for Tom Brady's Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
it's like,
I see.
You need to chill out a little bit, brother.
And the thing is I kind of, like, they kind of talk about this with Skeens and the Pirates. So I'm going to kind of go off that a little bit because of me being a Pirates fan. But, like, Caleb Williams is used to winning.
Yeah.
You know, if he goes to the Bears and they don't win right out of the gate, how's his mentality?
Yeah.
You know, because he's come from a winning mindset. Like, he wants to win. He's used to winning. If he gets in and doesn't win right away, does he get pissed off and becomes a distraction?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, too, is because one thing at locker rooms that help them crumble, man, or divas.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the part that scares me about Caleb Williams, is that diva mentality.
Yeah, I mean,
he is. Like, look at A.J. Brown. Look at Stephon Diggs. Like, look at these guys. Like, they can crumble locker room.
Yeah, if there's anybody in your locker room that doesn't really care for you, that means that in every other locker room in the league, there's guys that feel the same way.
Well, that's even like, remember Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
When he come in, everyone was giving the money symbol in his face and running their mouths.
Exactly.
Because people don't like that shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and you're saying about winning, you know, beating Tom Brady's Super Bowl record shit. People take offense to that shit.
Yeah. He's very, very – he's got to chill out a little. Like, I even seen on the podcast the other day, like, they asked about Justin Fields getting traded. He laughed about it. Like, he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah, and he's not built like Justin Herbert. He's not 6'6".
No.
He's like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be as big out there as what he hopes he is.
Right, right. That's the part that scares me about Caleb Williams. It's not a talent thing.
It is worrisome. Yeah.
It's not a talent.
I mean, he's good.
He is good. It's not a talent.
This is a different league. Even in the playing in that conference in college. That is, you're playing in a good NFL-like conference, but you're not playing in the NFL yet.
Right.
Now, let me ask you guys. I know nothing's for sure, but could you see bust on him, like a potential bust?
I don't think he's going to bust. I mean, there's potential for it just because.
Yeah, there's potential.
I mean, if people are giving him a hard time, and he, if you're playing mad, that's one thing that will make you a bust. If,
right.
If you're playing mad and resentful all the time,
right.
You're not going to play your best football.
I could see people getting in his head.
Yeah.
So you think there is a chance? Like, because like I know some players, you're like, yeah, there's not a reality. Like we say with Marvin Harrison Jr., yeah, like, there's not a reality.
No. Yeah. But so, I see it.
I mean, I could too. That's just because his personality,
right?
Because
it's like not, you guys, it's not going to be a talent,
and that's why I think he could. He could surpass Stroud because he has better targets. He has a lot of skill, but it is his head. Because Stroud, man, he's a good dude. Like, yeah. Stroud's a very good person. Like, his O-linemen, like, they are, like, got stuff on him. Like, he'll go get a towel and give it to, like, he's just a good person.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm not a Trevor Lawrence fan by any means, but he was, you know, this pretty big prospect everybody loved. But he kind of shut his mouth.
And just
kept his mouth shut and went out and tried to prove it. And he's not, you know, QB1 or nothing like that. But he's got respect from everybody.
The thing is,
you start running your mouth before you ever get out there. You're going to win all these Super Bowls and shit. If you go out there and suck, if you go out there and play like Bryce Young, everybody in the whole NFL is going to be dogging you.
I remember the week before the draft when Trevor Lawrence came out, he was doing charity work in Jacksonville. He was out there helping Jacksonville community before he even went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good dude. Like, you know, I just don't know.
Yeah, so whenever his expectations, whenever he didn't live up to them, people gave him a pass.
Yeah, people do give him a pass. Yeah.
If you're already firing your mouth off and you don't live up, they're not going to give you that same pass.
People want to see you fail.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to see the guy fail.
Because everybody wants to sit here and say that he's going to bust.
I told you so. Yeah.
Exactly. And people are ready to say, I told you so.
That's just like Jake Paul. Everyone wants to see him get knocked out because he runs his mouth.
Exactly.
It's exactly the same point. But yeah, like whenever you haven't even played a snap yet and you're disrespecting the goat of the sport, it's not good.
No, it's not. And there's a lot of people who are going to take offense to it.
Yep. Yeah.
But he could come out and light the world on fire week one, and he's going to gain that respect back as long as he says the right things after that.
Yep. Yeah. So what do you do if you have the 1-1? Do you trade it away? like rookie draft, like for us, like
you
fantasy
gotta
players.
Take them.
Depending on, I don't know. I could move back a couple picks and take Drake May and probably be pretty happy with my pick.
I mean, unless you can get like Mahomes for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you could, I'd even like give him plus to get Mahomes. Like I'd do 1-1 and something else for Mahomes. There's just not a lot of guys I'd take over them. If you could get Stroud, you have to give up something in Williams for Stroud, I'd do that.
Yeah. It's because, I mean, the more we talk, like Caleb Williams just kind of does worry me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm talking myself out of him as we're speaking, but at the same time,
he is talented as hell.
Completely wrong. Yeah. He might do all the right things from here on out.
Yep.
Oh, every day that
he might have learned his lesson.
Every day that passes, I'm growing a little more worried about it.
Yeah.
And I really am because he's a very, very cocky person. And yeah, we have seen that with like guys like Johnny Manziel and stuff. Just people don't treat you right.
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 Yeah, because people were banking on Johnny Manziel to the bust. You know, people were happy about that.
He just seems like a head case too. Like losing games at USC, he's up hugging his mom, bawling his eyes out.
Exactly.
He's got all this pink stuff on, and
you can't pull that in the NFL.
It's like, what are we doing here? Like, you got all the potential in the world, he just don't have a head on his shoulders, and we've seen that with like Antonio Brown, all the potential in the world, but he's just a nutcase. Like, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, the minute he's seen crying on the sidelines in an NFL game, I'm just afraid that, like you guys said, it's an alpha male game. Like,
you're going to get bullied.
Yeah.
Like Max Crosby and shit.
Oh, man. Could you imagine Max Crosby?
Oh, man.
Max Crosby was getting the head of Gardner Minshew called him little bitch boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to – we'll do our favorite segment of the week here, our underdog trade of the week, and then we'll call it a show. So our underdog trade of the week brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you guys don't have the Underdog app, I know we've been saying it all year, but try it out. It's second to none in best ball and in snake draft type format. Love playing over there. They got the best ball showdown. That's about as fun as it gets. Definitely go try them out. And if you haven't yet, Download the Underdog app. Use promo code DNA. No match your first deposit up to $100. So play on a little bit of free money too, and try to win some. It's fun.
Heck yeah, man!
A lot of fun. So that's brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. You can find their app on your app store, no matter where. So, Underdog trade of the week. We're gonna start with Team One, which is gonna be Monroe St. Brown, Elijah Mitchell, a 2026 first. Don't know where it's at. And then the 2024, 210, 310. Team two, DJ Moore, Saquon Barkley, and the 409. You'll probably have to look at it. We'll let you look at it first.
Team one.
You like team one?
Team one every day of the week.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, so Amon-Ra was in that. Amon-Ra, Elijah Mitchell, 26 first.
Yeah, I'm going team one. I mean, you get a 26 first, get Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra is better than DJ. I love DJ Moore.
Me too.
I like take Amon-Ra all day long. And then Barkley, I think, is worth that first-round pick. And then you get Elijah Mitchell, 210 and 310. So
Yep, I got you. So another one we wanted to say before we wrap the show up, where do you think – so what would you do – with if you wanted to trade out of the Caleb Williams pick, what would you take? What would be your lowest
NFL wise or fantasy wise?
Fantasy wise.
I mean, if you can get a package, I know I made a deal with Andy. I got out of the 1-1. This was weeks ago. Like, I got like a George Pickens, TJ Hawkinson, I think a 25 first. Like, I made some kind of like big deal like that. You could do something like that. You could try to go back to like 1-2 and acquire another first or two, you know, or first, and maybe like a DJ Moore, something like that. It just depends on what route you want to go. Do you want to, you know, try for a package, or just try for like, you know, to move back a couple spots and get like acquire a couple more firsts on top of that?
Yeah,
I think I like what you do. I think I'd try to get a couple, you know, top 5-10 skill position players,
get a couple picks
in their respective positions, and a couple picks for later.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact deal. Let me look that up. But yeah, I got like Pickens, TJ Hawkinson.
I remember that trade.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that at all. I think I'd take that haul. You said a 25 first too.
Yeah, I think that was in there. I'm pulling it up.
The only bad thing about Caleb Williams is even if he comes out and plays like Trevor Lawrence, he's still going to be worth a shit ton just because he got the sexy name.
That's
the problem.
Like, yeah, he's going to hold value for a long time.
And if he hits, like, shit. Like, you could probably – if he comes out and throws like he like a Stroud season, you could get Mahomes for him straight up, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got – so – I traded the 101 and the 112 in the 209. So it was 1-1, 112, 209 for Hawkinson, Pickens, JSN, and a 25 first. So, I mean, I did give up an extra first and a second, but.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was
man.
A tough one.
That
yeah.
is a tough one.
But my team, like, I needed depth. So, like, to get right. Hawkinson, Pickens, JSN.
I like Pickens.
Yeah, that's a couple good players.
But, I mean, it works out for him because he's got the depth and.
Needs a quarterback.
He needs a quarterback. So it was kind of one of them trades where it worked for both of us.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't think I'm, man.
It would take a pretty big deal for me to move off of him.
It would
have to be a monster deal. Or, again, no one will do it, but if I got Mahomes.
I think I'd like to get like a Monroe St. Brown. Try to build something around him. If I
would
I
too.
A receiver.
That or can you like? I know Kyler Murray went right after him in our startup because we did a startup with the actual rookies in it.
Oh yeah.
If you can get like Kyler Murray plus,
depends maybe, how much plus. I'm gonna have Caleb.
Like a well, yeah, but like a like Kyler Murray and like a 25 first for Caleb Williams.
I'd have to look at the roster. If it was a mid range roster, I'd maybe do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't think I could do that.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of quarterbacks that like are ranked right around them, like Jordan Love.
Yeah,
Jordan Love. I'd give him plus. Caleb Williams plus for
sure. Yeah, but I'm with you. I'd try to get like a Amon-Ra. Like, see what you have to pay up for a Jefferson for Chase.
Yeah, I'd try to get one of them guys.
If you can get a cornerstone piece. But.
CD.
Yeah, CD. Yeah. But Amon-Ra, he's a guy that's always undervalued.
He is. I feel like you get Amon-Ra and
a little bit more, plus. Yeah.
A little bit more, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something to think about.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think I don't. It'd be hard to just move off.
It's hard to determine how he's gonna do. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is starting to be like, at first it's like, oh yeah, shit, he's gonna terrible. Now, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be tough to just move off of him.
It would be.
But I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
Given the right circumstance.
Yeah, under the right circumstance. You'd have to get the right deal. Don't just sell him for peanuts. No,
that's just it.
You definitely have to get a deal that you feel good about.
Yeah.
Because there's no rush to deal him either.
No, just pick him and then just
pick him and then, yeah, I mean, you're going to, he's going to hold his value.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me is like what Ty said, you get rid of him and then it don't matter how bad he plays, he's still going to hold that value.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, look at Zach Wilson. For the longest time, you can get a second for Zach Wilson.
It's not going to take much for him to outplay Lawrence. And how much is Lawrence
exactly
right now?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, Lawrence is still, you're still fetching
at least
good for
two
Lawrence.
Firsts, at least.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It really is.
And he's been struggling.
Yeah. What else we got, Jim?
That's it, man. That's in a wrapper up.
All right. Well, yeah, tune in to the live draft.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're excited for the live draft.
It is going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think we got a couple people calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be people calling in throughout the night. And we'll be watching every pick, live reaction every pick.
Yeah, we'll have to turn our sleeper notifications off.
Yeah, it goes.
I did that last year. Yeah. I turned them off completely.
Yeah, like
sleeper notifies you before the TV.
Oh yeah, pick. That's yeah. The, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Like when we took Najee, I knew before. And I'm sitting there like, yes.
Did you?
Yeah, fired up.
Yep.
I think I wasn't around for the draft party last year, but I'm excited. I'm excited
so
for this one.
A couple times it was like a couple minutes because I remember like Shrek and Big E was like in the comments and they'd like be like, oh, you guys are gonna like this one, and it was like 2 minutes would go by. It's like 2 or 3 minutes sometimes.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they,
the TV's always
you gotta stay off Twitter and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people that are at the draft, they post it, and it's probably like 2 or 3 minutes before
it's
announced on TV.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, so you either got to turn your notifications off.
I think TJ told me that they're having like different fans from different teams coming on. We're going to talk about the pick before they pick and who they want and why. And
yeah,
it's going to be a good time. Lots of food and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah. You guys will have to tune in for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all going to be on there different times. So it'll be fun. Well, thanks for everybody for watching this show. We appreciate everybody. Tune into all the other shows that are on the Dynasty DNA podcast network. We still got some shows going on, a lot of them. We got the draft coming up. That's going to be the big one here. Just all kinds of stuff going on. You can find us on Apple Pod, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, Spotify, all the big ones. If you guys haven't yet, give us a 5-star follow over there. We'd love it. It goes a long way in helping boost our content up there. We're gonna keep all the shows coming. You can find us on Twitter, @DynastyDNA_. And in our description there, you can find a link to our Discord. And you'll see a lot of stuff going on there. We got all kinds of fantasy football advice on there when it comes to sit starts, draft, different sports even. It's all over there and always happening. So definitely follow us over there too. And appreciate you joining in. We'll see you next week. Hopefully your team's draft who you're looking for this year, because we're all excited for the Steelers.
That's right. See you guys.
All right, see ya. Have a good one.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fantasy Feud. Make sure to check out all the great shows on the Dynasty DNA podcasting network. And become a part of the DNA Strand crew in our Discord. And make sure to check out the website dynastydna.net for all important fantasy football information. And follow us on Twitter @DynastyDNA_.